Hair is important to all of us. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. We all want fabulous hair. I mean, we talk about our days in terms of our hair. Am I having a good hair day? Am I having a bad hair day? Think about some, like, celebrity that you think has fabulous hair. I guarantee you they have a stylist that has turned them on to Sugar Bear Hair. Sugar Bear Hair is a bestseller on Amazon with thousands of rave reviews. They're delicious. They taste like these yummy little candies. They're made with the juice of real berries, but they have everything you need in them for stronger and healthier hair. These little Sugar Bear Hair, yummy little chews, they have as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as a cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. Nutrients in Sugar Bear Hair fans also found their nails and skin quality improved over time. So go to sugarbearhair.com/Heather for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Heather. sugarbearhair.com/Heather.
This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi.
You look anxious. You're holding your chest.
Holding my throat and my chest. No, I'm not anxious at all. I'm totally normal. Everything's just perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
And we're drinking again. Is this like a tradition now?
I think so. Well, you know, I was on the phone with Danya, and we were sort of commiserating about a few things, and then I got off the phone. I'm like, we should just have a sip of something since I don't have to drive this afternoon. And so, I mean, I spend my life, I'm back in the car again.
Right.
That's it. Just back and forth.
I know.
So, so I pulled out this beautiful bottle of champagne that she gave me.
It's delicious.
So good. She's a good friend. Mm-hmm. I have so much to tell you. How are you though? How was your weekend?
Good. My sister's in the ER right now, actually.
Why?
She got swollen again. Her ankles and everything. She's retaining water.
Didn't this happen to her last time?
Which it happened to her before she... I mean, she was probably...
She had preeclampsia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was bad. She had to go to the ER right after Liam was born.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she had already been swollen. This time, she was completely fine. Home now for a week. And this morning, she started... you know, wheezing and coughing and all that. So,
oh no,
I know. So we're hoping it hasn't gone to her lungs or anything like it did last time.
She got a PE last time.
I think it was almost there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully they can just give her a water pill to get rid of it.
But, oh, poor girl. So she on an IV?
I don't know. No, they don't want to put her on an IV. That's just gonna
give her more water. Yeah. She needs diuretics or something.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, let me know how she's doing.
Just found that out, but.
Oh, poor thing.
I know.
But at least she's been through this before, so it's not like a scary thing. She's like, all right.
She doesn't want to stay overnight because she doesn't want to have to leave the babies, but, you know.
Tim is very capable.
Totally.
As we know.
Yes.
Dad of the year.
I know.
I just dropped off Max and Nikki at school because they're taking this summer school class. Oh my God, I started to cry when I pulled away.
Why?
Because they haven't been to school together in so many years.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps asking this. Let me just say it one more time. They started at the same school in kindergarten. Max wanted to go to a different school because her friend was transferring. I tested them both. There was a spot for her, not for him. And then I had him tested because I was worried, like, is it the right choice? Mm-hmm. Like, he was so happy at his first school.
Right.
And her school was, like, very, like, for the gifted and advanced mm-hmm. And when I had him tested, the gal said, you can send him there.
Yeah.
But he's better off at the place he's at. The class size is smaller. He gets focused attention. There's a schedule that's very understandable. And he likes to be – he's like me. Mm-hmm. He wants to know – like I always love doing television more than films mm-hmm. because I like going to the same studio every day. I like to know where my desk is. I want to know – you know, I like a routine.
Yep.
And he's very much like that. So anyway, that's what ended up happening. And because I could swing it, you know, driving and all of that, I kept Nikki where he was and I moved Max to the new school. But that meant that Kat and Coco had to go to the new school because I was doing 3 schools at one point when
Coco was in
preschool. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. That was a lot of driving, and poor Coco was in the car forever. But you know what? You make it work.
Exactly.
And it is what it is. So So I dropped them off and they're wearing their little uniforms, right? And mm-hmm. which are so cute.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just saw them walking away and it made me teary.
Aww.
I thought, what a cool experience. Like, can you imagine having a twin?
Right.
Can you imagine having, all right, well, I never had a brother.
Right.
I know your brother wasn't kind of like that kind of brother,
yeah.
but me and my sister always used to be like, wouldn't it be nice to have like an, because my friend Jen James, mm-hmm. her brother, Danny.
Yeah.
Dan.
Right.
Danny. Danny, you know. Football, gorgeous, mm-hmm. like that's who you want your older brother to be, who paves the way for
right.
you. And
but do you, or maybe it's a lot of pressure?
No,
because
no one,
it's like
no one messes with you. No, because you're not. If you're both the same sex, then maybe it's a competition thing. But when it's your brother and you're the little sister, they take care of you. I see it with Nikki and the girls.
Really?
Oh yeah, he takes care of them.
Interesting.
I mean, they rib each other.
Yeah.
And they, you know, argue a little bit, but
see, like my dad is a twin,
right?
And they were complete opposites, but they
both
were the
boys,
same sex, right?
I think there's a lot of
yeah.
competition. I was worried when I found out I was having multiples. I was worried about that,
right?
So I was really, you know, glad that it was, ended up being a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
So it's just so sweet to see them together.
That is really cute.
But I mean, how cool to have like a twin brother to go through life with?
I know. Do they have those things like where when one gets sick, the other one feels
no.
it? No.
No. I think that's an identical thing.
Yeah. That's my dad and his twin are exactly like that.
They are identical though,
yeah.
aren't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an identical thing.
It's so cool though.
It is cool.
Yeah.
So what else happened this weekend?
That was it. I was with my sister all weekend.
You were mellow.
Yeah. I just was with the baby the whole time.
Oh yeah. You posted
so
a picture.
Nice.
So cute.
She's getting so cute. She's just a good baby. Just eats.
Oh, food, that'll
sleeps.
Change.
Oh,
you
I'm
know
sure.
how that happens. That,
but like, she's like not colicky right now. You know, she's not like.
Was Liam colicky?
No.
No. Mm-mm. What I always found funny when any of my friends would have a baby, like in the first like month, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to have another.
Right.
This is so easy. I forgot. Newborns are so easy. And then, you know, they get so difficult.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, wait
yep.
a minute.
Yep.
Maybe not right now.
I know. That's why
maybe
you gotta just enjoy those first few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I love
when
they smell so good and they sleep most of the time and they
perfect.
Eat just a little bit. But it takes so long to burp them.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Okay. So anyway, my weekend, you know, it was kind of – I had mostly highs mm-hmm. and then a bit of a low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with some good stuff. So, well, Nikki went to his friend's house last week and – And I didn't tell you this yet.
What?
About his grilling?
Yeah. You haven't said on the show that he came home to...
To grill.
To grill.
But I told you that he grilled with his friends.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. First of all, it made me feel like a failure. Like, why is my kid learning to grill
at a
friend's house? I'm like, we
yeah,
are
so
such
right.
losers.
You can't do
failures.
Everything.
I know. And Terry, and I even posted on my picture, like, I didn't marry a griller,
right,
but
that.
I birthed one. Because I always say to Terry, I'm like, you can reattach a finger, but you can't grill a steak. Like,
yeah.
how did you ever feed yourself?
Right.
Like, how you have no, like, dude life skills.
So funny.
Okay, so Nikki learns how to grill. And all of a sudden, he's saying, it was the best steak
uh-huh.
I've ever had. It was the best steak. So Max is so funny. She's like, so grill for us. So I picked them up from school that day, and I took them to the butchery.
Right.
So is the butchery a chain?
I'm not sure. I just know that we have two of them here, locally.
Because there's one in Irvine, no?
No, there's one right off of Newport Coast in 17th Street.
Okay.
And then the one right here not Newport Coast, sorry, on Newport Highway.
Boulevard.
Yeah. And 17th Street. And then there's one right here in Newport Coast.
Oh, so you go to the one over in Costa Mesa.
No, this one.
Yeah. So what's cool about it, and I've been in there a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I love about the butchery. It's kind of this cool store, and you can find these anywhere you live. What I like about it is if you don't cook or you're not a good cook and you need to make a meal for someone, you got to go to the butchery. You got to
yeah.
find a place like this because what they do is they have like vacuum packed, packaged, raw, seasoned food.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get chicken or you can get steak and you can get vegetables. It's all
pre-marinated,
ready,
seasoned. Oh.
And you can get like a little board and you can get some cheese and some crackers. You can get a bottle of wine there.
Yep.
And then you get, you know, your meat and you just like the instructions are right on there.
Mm-hmm.
Not difficult. You cook it up and like, oh, you're a gourmet
because
chef.
It's fresh
mm-hmm.
versus like going to a store and getting those pre-packaged sort of like sealed meals that, oh, you know what I learned actually?
What?
Riley said, so in the seasons that like tomatoes or whatever canned vegetables are not in, mm-hmm. you get the canned vegetable because they canned it at their most like premium time. They were like the most ripe. So anytime that he can't find the tomatoes that are in season, he'll get the canned tomatoes.
Oh.
Yeah, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, that is. I think a lot of people use canned tomatoes for sauce.
Yeah. Or just like other – because I was asking, is it just the tomatoes? No, he's like, no. Most canned foods were canned at like their most ripe.
That's so interesting.
I know.
I always wondered what the metal does to the food.
Yeah, and then peas, apparently, like bagged peas are better.
I don't like peas.
It's interesting.
Really?
Yeah, just like random things.
Yeah, I don't know that stuff.
Yeah.
Probably need to learn that at some point, but I don't know. I always, like when I'm in the produce section at Gelson's, I always ask the produce guy, I'm like, yeah. Can you pick me out a watermelon?
Right.
And he's like, when do you want to eat it? I'm like, tomorrow.
Right.
But I love those kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you learn things. Like so with peaches, I love peaches.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't put peaches hard in the refrigerator. They'll never ripen.
Yep.
So here's a little tip. You got to put them in a paper bag. You take a paper bag and you put your peaches in there or plums. That's good mm-hmm. to do with too. And do you know this?
Yeah.
And you roll it up and, you know, you just seal mm-hmm. the little bag and you just throw it in your pantry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they totally ripen. But you really have to watch them because they can overripe them.
Right.
So as soon as they're ripe, throw them in the fridge.
Yeah. And we went to Whole Foods yesterday and there was like this beautiful melon. And I'm like, how do you know which one to get? And he's like, do you see this one has all the little
webbing?
No, all like the little flies.
Sweet.
Exactly. Just that he's like, you just go for that one.
Now, there's different tricks, I think, for different melons. And that's why it's always good to ask the produce guy
mm-hmm.
that works in that section because they know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like one of them will tell you, you have to knock this one or you have to smell mm-hmm. like where it came off the vine to see how sweet it is. Some things you have to squeeze. It's so interesting.
It is so interesting.
Fruit is cool. Yeah. And the other thing about fruit is some of it you can't wash until you use it.
Right. Because then it'll go bad.
Right. Like mm-hmm. strawberries. If you wash strawberries, they'll mold. So you can't wash those till you're ready to eat them. Okay. We've just had a very – well, by the way, this is sort of going with my theme of the day because I made a lot of fruit drinks this weekend.
Okay.
But it all started with this grill night. And this is what was kind of cool. So we went in the butchery and he picks out the steaks he wants. And we got a couple of ribeyes and a couple of New York steaks. Mm-hmm. And they season them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. All right. So they season them for you. He comes home and it became like – this whole family, cool, fun event.
Okay.
So Jackie was making the vegetables. Oh, she said something kind of cool. She said that someone had taught her when you're grilling corn on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people have different ways to grill corn. Yeah. And I was at the fair last night. We'll get to that. But I was at the fair last night, and I love the grilled corn.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it when they grill it in the husks.
Yeah.
So my friend, and I can't eat it this way anymore because I'm so lactose intolerant now. Although I wonder if it matters if you cook it. But she used to take corn on the cobs in the husks and she'd put them in a huge garbage bag and soak them in milk and a little sugar overnight.
Really?
Yes. And then grill them.
Interesting.
Super
sweet.
Made them sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice.
Okay.
I wonder if I could still eat that now. I wonder if when you grill them, if you
how
cook
them. How much it absorbs.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. How much it like burns off. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, it was like the best corn. So Jackie said that if you put it in foil
mm-hmm.
on the grill, you put a piece of ice on the corn on the cob and then wrap it in tin foil and you grill it and it melts and steams it in the tin foil.
And she's skinning it first and then putting it in the foil?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the ones she got were already skinned.
Okay.
I like to grill it in the husk.
What does the ice cube do?
It steams it.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Okay.
But she doesn't season before. She seasons after, which I've never heard of. If anyone seasons after, I'm so curious to hear about that because I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
I love corn on the cob.
It's so good.
It's so good. But I like it either. It's either got to be like super sweet or spicy.
Do you like it because it's like the idea of like eating it off of it? Or do you like it when they put it like in a little cup? Because I know like there's like a like Mexican corn where they put it in the cup and you eat it out of the cup.
Funny you mentioned that because I forgot about this, but I have this little device that shears the corn off the cob. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I just meant like, do you just like the idea of corn on the cob because you can eat it off of it? Like,
no, I think it's hard to eat it off of it because then it gets in your teeth and stuff. I don't mind it, but would I eat it off? No, I like chomping on the cob. Yeah.
Right?
It's nice.
It's like a part of the...
Part of the experience.
Exactly.
That's why it's fun at the fair. Like you, like the husks are still sort of on there and it feels kind of
it's a little
primal.
More exactly.
No, it's fun. So anyway, he did his grilling and we had corn and we had vegetables and grilled some onions and Jackie had made a salad. And it, by the way, his steaks were delicious. Oh, and I whispered to him because they were doing like a grill off. I'm like, Riley told me, because I always was taught that the secret to the best steak is to sear it in a pan to lock in the juices.
Right.
And then you finish it at a high temperature.
Yep.
And then you finish it in the oven.
Right.
Riley said, that's not true. So he said, what you have to do is just keep turning it, keep turning it. So I told Nikki that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I had to give him an advantage. He's my boy.
So funny.
So he kept turning it, kept turning it. Oh, my gosh. He made the best steaks.
So was there a difference between hers and his?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like with but just it, because it, of over being, one being overcooked? Or obviously, they're all seasoned the same, no? Or hers were different because those weren't pre-seasoned? Oh, right.
Well, hers weren't seasoned. So they were different. I didn't eat hers then. I ate hers actually cold.
Oh,
Like a day later.
Okay.
Like I like cold steak. So I enjoy that with just like a little, you know, Himalayan salt on it.
Right.
I like that. So I saved hers for that. But Nikki's steaks were delicious. And she made a beautiful tomato salad with tomatoes from our garden.
Uh-huh.
I love having that fresh,
Vegetables. I need a garden.
You need a garden.
I know.
It's so incredible. And our pineapples are growing.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We're going to have more pineapples this year.
Good.
We have squash in there.
Yeah.
We have like the most beautiful vegetables ever. We ate beets. Jackie put beets in the salad.
Okay, good.
And what else? Oh, and I'm mildly obsessed with this new vegan. I don't know if it's new, but it's new to me. There's this Green Goddess vegan dressing at Trader Joe's.
Oh, yum.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yum.
This is what I loved about the grilling dinner. So remember like a week or two ago, I was telling you how we go out to dinner for family night because I have to keep them quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like what I was missing with that is that when you actually cook with them, it keeps them there longer.
Right.
And because I don't cook except for a few times a year, I miss that part. So
it's getting them involved.
I really think that getting them involved is such a cool, fun thing.
Right.
So let me say this. If you're like me and you don't cook a lot or you put food together, you know, I think it's nice to every once in a while, like teach them how to do something so that they can do it.
Right. But I think the whole grill off thing was exciting for them.
It was super
because
exciting.
Because had it been like, you know, we're making tacos tonight and everyone has to, you know, do something that involves a taco – then I feel
they weren't.
No?
Remember when I did my taco night?
Yeah.
And you were saying they weren't real tacos. By the way, I love my tacos. But no, they loved it.
Okay, good.
Actually, when Max was – when they were at camp, Max wrote me and said, I want to have taco night again.
Oh, okay. That's
they
sweet.
Loved it.
Good.
They liked being involved. They liked –
because it didn't feel like a chore. It just was like, hey, let's all
fun.
Be involved.
It's if it's every night and it's like, you know, you do this and you wash the dishes.
Exactly.
And you, yeah, that's chores.
Yep.
But when you make it fun – they like it.
Yeah.
All it right, was cool. Very cool. But I will tell you this. When the meal was over, gone.
Bye to their room.
Yeah. I know we all complain about our periods sometimes with cramps and irritation and bloating. It sucks. Periods suck.
They really do.
They really do. But you know what? A lot of the times it's the products that you're using to manage your period that can actually make them worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited to tell you about the first true period product innovation in 80 years. My sister told me about this. It's completely changing the game. It's the Flex Disc. Remember she was telling us about the Flex Disc? Flex was designed to change your period and your life. It's not a tampon or a cup. It's a flexible disc that fits perfectly inside your body. And once it's in place, you can't feel it at all. It's like contact lenses.
Right.
Once you put them in, you can't feel it. But same thing with the Flex. All right, you're going to love this. It holds 5 tampons worth of fluid, so you're not constantly changing it. You can wear each disc for up to 12 hours. You only use 2 discs a day, which means less waste. So that's better for the environment. Plus, Flex is completely body safe. It's FDA registered, hypoallergenic, and made without BPA, phthalates, latex, or silicone. It's the only internally worn period product not linked
to toxic shock syndrome, which is such a good peace of mind. Flex won't slow you down on busy work days, hold you back at the gym, or keep you from living your best life ever. Plus, you can have like mex-free, you know, sexy time.
I know.
So there you go. Have the most comfortable period of your life. Go to IHateTampons.com. I love that name. And use promo code Heather to get an additional 30% off your first purchase. Try them. What do you have to lose? That's promo code Heather at IHateTampons.com for 30% off Flex. IHateTampons.com.
So here's something else. So then Friday, so that was Thursday night. And then Friday, I had free time.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone was where they were supposed to be. And for some reason, I had this block of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt guilty.
Okay.
So I paid bills. Like, I did everything I could possibly do, and I still had time.
Right.
And I forced myself to go outside, and I sat outside on the patio outside and, you know, just relaxed.
Good.
I took a magazine and I went outside. But what's crazy to me is, why do we feel
bad
that we don't deserve, like, Terry doesn't feel bad.
Right.
When on the weekend, when he has his time, he's very clear. Like, I work my butt off and now it's my weekend and I'm going to relax.
Is it because it was still a Friday? Had it been a Saturday, you would have felt different?
No, I would have felt exactly the same way.
Really?
I mean, how many times have I ever sat on my sofa?
I know.
Once.
Right.
I mean, and done nothing.
But I wonder if that's a personality thing. Like, I wonder if you just feel a little more anxious if you're not being productive.
I guess. But, I mean, I think there's probably a lot of women that feel that way.
Yeah.
It's like, what should I be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, time for me?
Right.
How does that come? No, I felt like, should I like go organize something? Or should I like start creating scrapbooks? Or,
right.
There was nothing to do.
And it's weird because it's not like you have other people that are like sitting there judging you.
No.
It's
this is
your
me
own
for me.
Personal,
oh, no, no.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Which is crazy.
No. No one's looking at me. There's no camera on me. There's nothing. It's just me sitting there going,
thinking,
gosh, what should I be doing right now?
Right. This doesn't feel normal.
Have I serviced everyone? There's no kids that need to be picked up. There was nothing. Oh, I know why. It was because Kat and Coco were doing their little show at their theater camp. By the way, totally random, Alexis Bellino's daughters were in the same show.
Really?
How funny is that?
Like, you guys never run into each other either.
I every once in a while I see Alexis.
Really?
And so Kat and I were texting. Oh, because this is what happened. So I was trying to take Kat and Coco to see American Ninja Warrior Juniors.
Okay.
Because they're doing a juniors from ages 9 to 16. So they had asked us if we wanted to go, but the times were just, they didn't work, and the girls were in this theater show on the night that we were going to go, whatever. So I'd been texting with Matt Eisman, who's the host, like, oh, we're going to come. Oh my gosh, we can't come, whatever. He made the coolest video for them.
Oh, that's so cool.
He made a video of him and his co-host on the set with the microphones, and it was really epic.
Aww.
So thank you, Matt. I love you. And he sent it to me, and he said all their names and the whole thing. So I texted it to Kat. And I said, show it to Coco. And she was like, oh my God. And one of Alexis's daughters, I guess, was sitting with her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the video, Matt's like, we love you guys. We love your parents. And she said, oh, what do your parents do? And she told her, she goes, oh my gosh, my mom was on that show too. And they made the connection. It was so cute.
That's adorable.
And all of a sudden they felt like they had something in common. It was very sweet. Anyway, so, and her daughters are stunning.
Really?
Stunning, beautiful, lovely girls, so talented.
Oh.
They were great in the show.
Yeah.
And her husband took them. She wasn't there. But but Alexis and I texted, and it was nice to touch base with her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it was very, very sweet. But isn't that so cute that they found each other? They didn't make the connection till the last day.
So random.
So adorable. Yeah. But anyway, so back to my thing. So they were at the show, and because it was performance day, they were there till nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And Max and Nikki were at school and whatever. I was like,
what to do?
And I thought, I should go take a nap.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I taking a nap? I'm not tired.
Right.
Organized? No. Anyway, so I ended up sitting outside.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was, I think it's my anxiety.
Did you reflect at all? Did you have time to sort of check out? Did you feel like your brain was sort of go, go, go still? Like, where, like,
I felt like I was trying to be, because some of my projects that I'm working on, like, are they're all really in flux, mm-hmm. and I'm having that Charlie Brown with a football feel. Like, mm-hmm. every time I get close, they're pulling the football away. And so, I was trying not to go there. So I poured, like, a little glass of wine, a little white wine, mm-hmm. and I sat outside.
Yep.
And I looked at the water, and I kind of just tried to chill. And
yeah.
Like that. But I would like to do a show on anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that tomorrow's show is going to be the call-in. So maybe next week.
Yeah.
Let's do a whole show about anxiety, because I really like to talk about, you know, why do we have it and how do we – like, what are the life hacks to help with anxiety?
Yeah.
And why do you have anxiety at different stages of your life? We're gonna do that.
Yeah, I think that's great.
All right. So we'll do that. But anyway, so we went to the show Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and they were so cute.
Yeah.
And they were great. Katarina was the bearded lady.
Right. How was that? Her song is a huge song.
She had a big number.
Yeah.
She did great.
She did.
What was so funny is that she and Coco both had malfunctions. So Coco's mic went off.
Okay.
At one point and then came back on. And Katarina's I want to say the strap, but it was more like it was more important than a strap. The whole thing fell off her
during her
song, and she just kept going. They both did really well.
Good, I'm so glad.
And then Coco was dog boy, and she was so hot in the outfit. You know, she's 7. She was looking at me from the stage like, it was so funny.
So
they
cute.
Were cute. And then we took them out to dinner at Mastro's, and apparently Selena Gomez had been there the night before.
Oh, you know, didn't she buy a house recently in the area?
In the area.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought so.
So it was
very,
very funny. So they were all
cute.
Telling us about that.
Okay.
That was epic. We had dinner with them to celebrate.
Oh, so cute.
Their big performance. Well, you know what's so funny? I brought them flowers, uh-huh. right? And when the show was over, I go, oh, here, these are for you. They were so disinterested.
Really?
No, they didn't want the flowers.
Like, oh, thanks, sweet. And then they just moved on to something else kind of thing.
Yeah. I think it's funny because I don't overkill that. I don't bring them flowers like when they do their winter concerts and stuff like that. I feel like that's your winter concert, whatever. But when you're doing like a special performance or when she was in Into the Woods, or when Max did Annie, mm-hmm. like stuff like that, you know, I bring flowers.
Yeah.
No, they weren't that interested.
Maybe it's just the age.
I guess, but they're doing Hamilton this week. And guess what I'm not bringing? Flowers.
Really?
No.
They're going to be like, where are my flowers?
I know. This time it'll be like, remember the show I did where you didn't bring me flowers?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Just bring the flowers.
Is that so crazy?
That's so funny.
Well, you know what we're actually not even going to be there this week.
Oh, that's true.
Because we're going to be in Minnesota. Oh, we're going to be in Minnesota.
Flowers.
By the way, just to mention it, because a lot of you guys message me about what our new products are. So we have this topical CoQ10 to turn over your cells. Very cool product. But the big thing of this weekend is our new Copperum eye cream. So it's really like a wrinkle eraser. But here's the thing. It grows your lashes.
That's insane.
Wait till you see the before and afters.
I saw them. They're crazy.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. When you talk about Latisse mm-hmm. or other kinds of eyeliner, by the way, do you know that Latisse mm-hmm. is only actually approved for lower lashes?
Really?
Yeah.
But even their advertisement is...
I don't know. That's what Terry told me.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. So this is what I learned about lashes during this whole process. We have like 100 and something on the top, 120 mm-hmm. and 80 on the bottom.
Okay.
And like, so your hair on your head regenerates like every 3 months.
Okay.
And your eyelashes every 30 days, they fall out.
So why don't your lashes ever, like, why are lengths different on certain people? Like, why are some incredibly long, why
that's
are some short?
Way above my pay grade, I think.
why don't they grow super long, like over your eyebrows?
I don't know. I think it's the same as hair on your head. I just think it's genetics. Some people, grow that long?
Yeah.
Because they fall out because the cycle is shorter.
Interesting.
The cycle is only 30 days. Okay, so here's what's cool about our copper eye cream is that what you do is you put it around your eye and then you sweep it across your lashes. And you know how I always say to take your eye cream and put it on your upper lip?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't put this one on your upper
right,
lip.
You're going
to look like Groucho Marx. It won't be good unless you want that.
Right.
And then by all means, to each his own, please enjoy your hairy lip. But here's the difference between the ones that you can get via prescription
mm-hmm.
versus this. The prescription ones make them longer.
Okay.
These make them thicker. Longer also.
Yeah.
But longer and fill them out.
Oh, that's what we need.
That's amazing. Because whenever I see the long ones, it always looks like Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. Like very long. Like that's what extensions always look like to me. Mm-hmm. Like very long, but not thick.
Yep.
This makes them thick.
Oh, I love
oh,
that.
Oh, it's so cool.
So goodbye fake eyelashes, huh?
Oh, man. I mean, but like I don't – I only wear the fake ones if I'm on camera or I'm going to like an event like that.
Yeah.
This has really changed my day-to-day eyelash game.
Yeah, I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, I can't wait to try it.
All right. Anyway, so if you want to shop, that's this weekend. Go to evine.com or there's a direct link at heatherdubrow.com if you forget that. That's fine. Okay, so do you want to hear about my epic fruit weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the kids had friends like coming and going all weekend, so I got – a ton of pineapples.
Okay.
And I got two watermelons.
Okay.
So, because I got the watermelon spigot and the whole thing. All right. Okay. So Saturday I made pineapples for everyone.
Okay.
So much fun. Champagne for me, vodka soda for Terry.
Fun.
Sherbet and 7-Up for the kids. So much fun. It's so easy to do that.
It really is though. I know.
But Riley and I were talking. Oh, yep. So I was at Lido House Saturday night, by the way. And Riley and I feel like we just hung out. So we were talking about it because he was saying that for a party, he would do it beforehand.
Just so that the juices sort of like absorb, like the fruit absorbs.
No, he was saying because it's a pain in the ass to do that many. He's like, it's not that fun to stand there and keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I like how juicy they are.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer them fresh.
Yeah.
Like if you have to do 100 for a party, I mean, I guess you could do them in advance, but I think it would be more fun.
I mean, I think he means the day of.
I like it.
Earlier.
I like it. No, we're talking about, because we're talking about for Labor Day.
Yeah.
Because you guys are coming over. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, we're coring as we go.
Oh.
Coring as we go.
Yeah, because he was the one coring when my family was there.
That's why he didn't like it.
Yeah, and he wasn't in, exactly. We all had to go to him to talk because.
No, we're going to teach Doug how to do it. And
yeah.
it's so easy.
Yeah.
But it's so much better fresh.
Oh, and it's so yummy.
It's so good. So yeah. I made all pineapple drinks was Saturday. That was our Saturday day.
Okay.
And then we went to Lido House with Jay and Peter.
Right.
And Sarah and Paul.
Right.
It was so fun. We went up to the roof. Oh, this was so funny. So we go to the rooftop. And if you saw pictures of me last week with Lindsay, I had wedges on.
Mm-hmm.
Because up on the rooftop at Lido, it's like beachy. So it's wood and there's slats. And your heel could get caught in between the slats. Mm-hmm. And it scares me. So I wore wedges last week. So poor Jay. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. So she's wearing these black, like with skinny heels on them, right? And every time she tries to walk away from the bar, she got stuck.
God.
I mean, but literally stuck. And it was so funny.
She's like,
I'm just going to stand
right here.
Yep. So I basically walked on, because I was wearing these new heels I have, and they have like little like rhinestones on the heel, and I didn't want them to be ruined.
Yeah.
So I walked on my toes.
throughout
the whole rooftop. So it was so much fun. Oh, and then, so they do that. I think I've talked about this, but they do this margarita there that I can't remember what it's called, but it's a margarita. I think they make it with Don Julio, and they put this spicy stuff on the outside.
Mezcal.
Wait, there's two different ones. There's the Don Julio with the popsicle, and then there's the mezcal.
Oh, I haven't had the popsicle.
Okay, no, the mezcal. I don't like mezcal. It's too smoky
for me. I don't like mezcal. Me too. Mm-hmm.
That's the green one.
Yeah.
No, they have this other one, and it's Don Julio margarita, and they take a pineapple popsicle and stick it in there.
Yum.
Okay, so the way they do the spice isn't all around the rim, which I really like the way they do that, because sometimes you want like a piece without it.
Exactly.
And then you feel like you're licking the whole thing. I don't know, it's odd. It's awkward. So they have the spicy stuff sort of in a like half moon shape on one side of the glass. So what I ordered was the popsicle's too sweet for me, so I ordered a skinny margarita with Silver Patron, but I wanted that spicy stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was tajin.
It's not tajin, right?
No.
Yeah. It tastes different than tajin.
Right. But it's spicy. What I figured was it was a blend that they made with tajin and something else. Didn't you think so or no?
I thought it was no. I thought it was something different.
It is.
It definitely tastes different.
It's called togarashi.
Oh, togarashi. That's what he loves. He uses that on everything at home.
But what's weird, and I love this, It's a Japanese spice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 7 blend. I just bought it on Amazon,
by the way.
Yeah. Togarashi. It's a 7 blend Japanese spice, and he puts it on the outside of the margarita.
That's hilarious.
It's so good. Yeah. By the way, Terry is ragging on me for the Amazon packages.
Why?
Because he's like, oh, he and Craig were going off last week. Every day there's Amazon packages at the front door. Every day the brown boxes. Every day. As if like he's coming home from work just to work for the brown packages, right? And I go, just out of curiosity, what do you think is in the boxes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Like, he thinks there's like Louboutin shoes coming.
He's gone before the packages come, and he's home before they're open. Like,
no, some of them come late.
Oh.
But here's the thing. It's, you know, sometimes it's good stuff, but usually stuff for the house, for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Nikki needed clothes. You could buy everything on Amazon now. Like, I needed jeans for him. He's going on a trip with his friend. I needed some clothes.
Right.
And honestly, the gas, the time, the driving, the stores, the shopping with the kids, I'd rather get it online.
Totally agree.
I love online shopping.
Yeah. And had you done that, he would have never known.
But it's easier this way, and it's actually mildly cheaper because I can't get, like, you know, with squirrel.
Yeah.
I can end up buying 12,000 other things. It's actually much better. I should really tell him that. He doesn't. He's really not understanding that. Anyway, so we had the drinks, and Jay kept getting stuck in the floor. And then I forgot my lipstick. I was texting him.
Right, yes. Was it open, the little store?
They have a little store, and we really need to up, I think, what's going on in the little store. I feel like we need to add a few things
okay.
to little store. But what I loved about the little store is that – so remember I ordered drink umbrellas.
Uh-huh.
They had little watermelon drink umbrellas.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah. No, I bought those and I bought a chapstick. I had a lip liner with me. I was all set. Got it together.
So
I hate dry lips.
You're like obsessed with it.
Although I have nothing on right now.
I know, weirdly. But now that you thought about it, now that's all you're going to think about.
Now it's just going to drive me insane. But I don't like having dry lips. I like moist lips. So in any event, I bought my little watermelon thing. Terry's like, what are you buying? And then we brought some wine with us. What an incredible meal.
Yeah.
So delicious. And then at the end, I love Riley. I was like, so I bought a watermelon and I'm going to make this punch tomorrow. I'm like, and I bought a spigot. So what do you think? So now I'm asking his advice.
Yeah.
I'm like, so my plan is this. My plan is vodka, pulp of the watermelon, ice, lime, and mint.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yes. That's the drink. I said, okay, great.
I love it.
And then at the end, we were drinking champagne. He's like, wait a minute. And he goes into his magic kitchen somewhere and pulls out this fresh strawberry sorbet and dumps it in our glasses.
Oh, game changer. Oh, he's so good, isn't he?
By the way, you're welcome.
Seriously.
That's all I have to say. You're welcome.
I know.
You know what's weird about teeth? Most people brush their teeth incorrectly. Isn't that weird? People don't know how to brush their teeth. They don't brush them long enough. They don't have a vibrating one. So if you've ever heard of this, if you heard me talk about this, I highly recommend that you try Quip. Why? Because Quip is an electric toothbrush that is a fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to deep clean your teeth. Plus, it's got this little timer thing. So you start brushing your teeth and it goes zzz, and then you know like to move to the right and it goes zzz, and you go to the bottom and zzz. So you know exactly that you're getting the 2 minutes that the dentist recommend that you brush your teeth for. Next, Quip's subscription plans are for your health, not just for convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror. I do this with the kids. They love it. And it unsticks so that you could use it for a hygienic travel cover. It's like a little house for your toothbrush. Finally, everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's best inventions, and is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every day. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Heather right now, you're going to get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Heather. GETQUIP. Getquip.com/Heather. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
New to podcast one, it's the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris. Join them each Thursday as they take your calls, share their expert advice, and talk all things sex, relationships, and self-empowerment. It's a judgment-free show, and we want you to be a part of the conversation. So don't miss a second of it. Check out the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
So we had a great time. We left at midnight.
Right.
Insane.
Yes.
And I woke up really early.
Mm-hmm.
I went to boxing,
mm-hmm.
took an 8 a.m. boxing class
okay.
with Mary. She's awesome. And then went and met Terry at Orange Theory.
Okay, so did a double on a Saturday.
I did a Sunday.
Right.
We did the double on the Sunday. And, because we were going to go to the fair.
Yeah, so you thought, all right, I'm
going to
just...
When you're going to the fair, you have to set yourself up for... success. And by the way, if you're going to your county fair, let's talk just for a second about like how to do the fair.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this. You don't really go to the fair.
I just had this moment like this year where I was like, you know, I think I'm just a little too old for the fair. And then Riley's not really a fair person.
You might be in between.
I mean, could I? Absolutely. Do I want to just...
Well, you don't go on rides.
No.
No, there's no reason to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It would just be for the food. And he doesn't like fried food like that anyway. So
I'll tell you, I don't think the food is as good as it used to be.
I just feel like it's fair food. It's just all fried and...
I don't mind the fried though, but I feel like now when we go, like last night when we went, I felt like a lot of it was sitting there.
Mm.
So it's not fresh. I feel like the first year we went, 13 years ago or
right.
something? I feel like they would make it. You would see them making it and like hand it to you.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just so many people now that they're just
quality.
Oh, I don't know.
Just,
it's just really, to me, it's gone down. But here's the thing. If you're going to go to the fair or if you're going to go somewhere where you know there's going to be something delicious,
mm-hmm.
I think it's very important to prepare.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to hear how you do it
mm-hmm.
and then I'll tell you how
mm-hmm.
I would do it.
Oh, first?
Yeah, go.
I just think it's like anything. It's funny because it reminds me of like the Erin McKenna moment where you were like, I didn't work out that morning, right?
Right.
So it's like, why am I going to go into this store where I know I'm going to want to eat everything? I didn't work out. I haven't been eating well. I'm just not even going to put myself in that moment. But had I been on good track, worked out that morning, I feel like, okay, I can indulge. And then I don't have something, you know, too many carbs that night for dinner.
Right.
So it's sort of like a balance.
Okay, for me, I like to prepare several ways. First of all, you can't go to – or I'm going to use the fair as an example, but you can think of it as a carnival or a birthday party or, you know,
any event
a wedding, anywhere that's going to have a lot of food. Okay, first of all, you never want to go hungry because
mm-hmm.
if you go somewhere hungry, you make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the truth. You have to be in control. So you can have like a protein shake, like our beauty shake with Consult Beauty or any shake out there. You want to do like less than 100 calories though, 100 or less. If you do a shake, fills you up, then you can make good choices. It's like when you go to the supermarket hungry.
Oh.
Bad. Because then all of a sudden everything looks delicious
right.
to you and you overshop and you can't possibly eat all that and you
right.
make bad choices. Okay. So there's number one. Number two, if you can, decide what you're eating before you go.
What?
Yes.
I cannot do that.
Of course you can. Now you can't.
Especially when you don't
you
really
can't
know what's
do
there.
It if it's like a wedding mm-hmm. or something like that. But what you can't say to yourself, like let's say it's a wedding and you love cake.
Yeah.
You could say to yourself, all right, I really want cake and I want bread.
Okay.
So for hors d'oeuvre, you know, the cocktail hour and for the cocktail hour and past hors d'oeuvres or whatever they're doing there, yeah. I'm going to eat super clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have just like lean protein. I'm going to have vegetables. I'm going to have some crudité. I'm going to have
right.
some shellfish, you know, something like that. But I'm not going to eat the fried things. I'm not going to have bread. During,
mm-hmm.
And then you can eat the bread when you sit down for dinner and you can have your wedding cake and feel totally good about
right.
it. I'm just saying you have to prepare yourself.
Got it.
Let me make my choices. When you go to the fair or somewhere like that, you can actually look up online what kind of food they have there.
It's a lot of work.
But it's not, especially when you think about a fair, it's pretty obvious what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So for me, and I've been going for so many years, like I love a funnel cake.
Right.
So I wanted to save for the funnel cake. So what my plan, I didn't actually follow my plan, mm-hmm. just so you know. My plan was to just have like a chicken kebab
mm-hmm.
and a corn.
Okay.
And a funnel cake.
Okay.
Like a piece of funnel cake.
Right.
Like share it with the kids, whatever. That's not actually what ended
okay,
up
so
happening.
What did you eat?
Well, I'll tell you. I might have to back it up a little bit before I tell you what I ate so you understand why maybe I didn't have my funnel cake. So what happened was, so it's Sunday. Oh, so I made my watermelon. Let me go back to the watermelon for a second. Okay. So I made the watermelon and I put it on the counter and I cut like a zigzag at the top.
So
do you know someone texted me or messaged me? Oh, please, you didn't cut that. Who are you kidding? Really?
Whatever.
I can cut a watermelon. All right. Yeah. So anyway, so I cut the top off of the watermelon, took it off. I scooped out a lot of the watermelon. It was so good. It was delicious. And then I scraped out a bunch.
Uh-huh.
I figured out how to do the spigot because you really need to scrape it thin where you're going to put the spigot. And then I sort of mashed, like mashed potatoes. I mashed the watermelon.
Okay.
I put ice in there.
Mm-hmm.
I poured vodka in there.
Mm-hmm.
I put fresh lime juice. And then I went out to my garden and I got mint. And I put mint in there and I mushed it all together. And I put the top on and I let it sit for an hour.
Love that. And you made the kids one too.
While it was sitting for an hour, the kids – no. Oh, I was going to make one for the kids, but Nikki and his friends ate the other watermelon the day before.
Oh.
So, yeah, he had some boys over and there that went. So, which is fine. But anyway, so they were like, can we have strawberry daiquiris?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And I thought, oh, my God, you sound so curmudgeon-y. Don't say no. Why? How hard could it be while I'm waiting for the watermelon to you know, do its thing? So I said to Kat, I'm like, look me up a recipe. All right. So I took frozen strawberries and 7-Up, a little sugar and ice. Was there something else? And lime juice.
Okay.
And I blended it.
Love it.
Epic.
Delicious.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
That's so cute.
So I put in little cups for them. I garnished them. I took out my little watermelon umbrellas, did all that. All right. So then Terry and I started drinking the watermelon drink out of the spigot.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Did it come out really fast?
No, it came out really slow. And I kept trying to see if something was clogging the spigot and it wasn't. If anyone has any tips for this, I'm curious.
Yeah.
And okay. But then this is what I did. I thought, all right, this is ridiculous. And I took my cup and I scooped out the watermelon and I drank it and it was delicious.
Yum.
It was kind of pulpy and yummy. And I don't know. I think that the spigot filters it too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're not getting like the actual like insides of it.
For me, unless I did it wrong. So if you guys have a better way to do it, tell me. But I think for like Labor Day weekend, I want to get a big one and turn it into a punch with like a ladle.
Right. And just keep it open from the top. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was good.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, once I opened the top, it was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
It's yummy.
It was
so good. Better than the pineapple or no?
Oh, good question. I prefer the flavor of pineapple.
Me too. Yeah. I'm not much of a watermelon.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it too sweet for you?
A little bit.
I think me too.
And it mixed with, and I'm not a sweet, like, alcohol kind of gal. So I just feel like even the pineapple's a little sweet, but I enjoy the taste of pineapple. So it's okay.
I don't find the pineapple too sweet because there's something sort of tangy about pineapple mm-hmm. that's almost like sweet and sour.
Yeah.
And you know what I do? So I take my pineapple and I put crunchy ice in it and champagne.
Yeah.
And then when I go to refill it, I squeeze the pineapple.
Oh, so like all the juices.
Yes.
Yeah. So yummy.
Oh, it's so good. I love it. All right. Anyway, so we did the watermelon and we're hanging out and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a very nice day and whatever. So then I went upstairs and I took a shower and I came out and I got an email. Now, no one gets bad news on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
right?
I mean, yes, people do.
Yes,
yeah.
You can get bad news on a Sunday. But in general, I guess my point is.
A work thing, you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying in general, like if bad news like is going to come, it's going to come in the mail. Or it's a work day. It's something like that. Yes, mm-hmm. accidents and things can happen on a Sunday. But in general, you get bad news during the week.
Right.
So I've been – I had this meeting on the books and I've been very excited about it. And it's been rescheduled a few times. And on Sunday, after my shower, I come out. I'm in a great mood. We're going to the fair and the whole thing. And I get this email that it's been pushed again.
Mm.
And I just, it was kind of like.
What pushed you over the ledge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, do you ever do this? Like, I feel like I can handle, like, I'm deflecting. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I got this.
Yep.
All right, that happened. That's cool. I can get up. I'm a shark. It's Monday. I'm going to go bite shit. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. And then something sets you off.
Freaking triggers you.
And it just, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the bedroom and Terry's in there hanging out and he's like, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat next to him on the bed and I just lost it. And like maybe disproportionately lost it. Just I was crying and I think it was just from weeks of like stuff
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, everything that's happened. And I was just crying, whatever. And then Max walked in
mm-hmm.
after about 5 minutes, whatever it was. It could have been 2 minutes. I have
right.
no idea. She walked in and her friend was there. And she's like, are you going to say goodbye to my friend? Because she was leaving. And I was like, yeah, I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of a sudden, this is such a mom thing. But you go from like, it's all about you for like a second. And this is what's weird about the – not weird, but maybe you can understand about the Friday not allowing myself to have a moment to relax is that you don't feel like it's ever about you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from having this completely selfish, like self-pity, which I needed. I needed to just like – let it out so I could move on.
Natural. Yeah.
And she walked in and all of a sudden I had to be in parent mode. And I was like, yeah, I'll be right there. And I went in the bathroom and I splashed my face with water. And I went in, I said goodbye to her friend. Da-da-da. I go back to my room and I blow dry my hair and I'm just like, ugh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear Max come into the bedroom and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Terry's like, come in.
Mm-hmm.
And Max comes in. He goes, why are you knocking? She goes, I'm never not knocking. She comes in.
What?
So then she comes in. She goes, where's mom? She's in the bathroom. She comes in and I'm like, what's going on? I go, what's with the knocking? She goes, oh gosh, I'm never going to not knock. I go, why? She goes, because that's gross. She thought we were like having sex.
Oh, that's interesting. I grew up always knocking. I never would just barge into my parents' room.
I don't even remember. I'm so old.
Really?
I don't remember.
But I had a stepmom. So it wasn't
different. That's different.
So I felt like I had to respect their thing. Right. But I don't know what it would be like to have my parents. I don't know.
I don't remember the door being closed. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the door was always open.
Okay.
So I think probably if the door was closed, maybe I'd knock.
But you never – I vividly remember that though. Like, that's a big thing. In my head, it was like – you always knock. Like that door's always closed. It's a very private thing, I always felt like.
Yeah, I feel like my parents' door was always open, but if it was closed, yes. I remember knocking. Not because I would think about sex, but probably because I would think, ew, like one of them is naked.
Oh, right. Like you.
Ew, like who wants to see that?
But she's a teen. That's like where her brain goes probably.
Yeah. No. What happened was, because she told me, she was like, she thought I said something that was gross or sketch or whatever. And I was like, well, what did you hear? She's like, I'll tell you in 5 years.
Oh, that's because you were probably sobbing or something?
I was sobbing. Did she think I was moaning?
Oh, that's hilarious. Like, honey, that sounds a lot different.
It's a much different thing. But she said I said something. And now I'm like, what the heck did I say?
Did you tell her that you were crying?
Yes, yeah. Of course. Oh. You can't tell your kids everything because, right. Oh, by the way, there's something else I'm not telling you guys is that, and I can't tell you the whole thing because it's private for one of the kids, but there's like a medical thing going on and I would love to share it, but I can't because it's not my medical information, but it's very upsetting to me because, you know, when your children, when something's going on, it's just upsetting. So. Right. I have that going on, and mm-hmm. that's why I think this pushed me over the edge, is because I've been worried about that, and I have to deal with that this week. So anyway, so Max is like, no, you said something. I'm like, I didn't say anything. And I said, I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you were?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah. And she goes, why were you crying? And I said, you know, I had this meeting. It was just like a work thing that I was looking forward to, and it was just very disappointing, and I just had a moment.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, no, it's okay. It's okay. I go, but nothing sketch was going on. I go, we yeah. locked the door. And she goes, ew, don't tell me that. I go, by the way, we never locked the door. So that's wrong. So that was that. And then, okay, so then, remember I told you that Nikki's been like not that great mm-hmm. with me, although on grill night.
He was great.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay. So he's going away with his friend next week. And I feel like he's leaving, and a lot of parents talk about their teenagers, like they can feel them slipping away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that, but what I do feel from them is that I have to be careful about, or not careful, I don't know what the word is, but like I need to make sure that we're having quality family time, mm-hmm. but I still respect their time with their friends and their independence.
Right.
That's the line I'm trying okay. to walk. Because I always say this, but I do feel it's my job to make them independent, functioning. You need more champagne. Mm-hmm.
No, you need to.
I'm very good. Uh-huh. But that is my job, to make them functioning people.
Right.
I don't know. It's just like a hard line to walk because you want to be with them.
Is it because you want to almost be like their friend?
And no.
You, and
no.
you want them nope. to... No.
I have no interest in being their friend. I'm not that parent.
No, not like a friend in the sense of they want to hang out with you.
Do you want them to feel like they
want to come and hang and talk and figure out, like, you know, find out what's going on. And
I want them to want to come home
yeah.
during college. I want them to want to bring their friends to our house
mm-hmm.
in high school. I want them to feel like they have a safe place to go.
Right.
I want them to feel like our house is fun. Not fun like we're the cool parents. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I want them to feel like it's their space and I don't know, like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want them to have great memories mm-hmm. when they look back.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood was this.
Right.
We did this together. And not my mom used to make us.
Yep.
And that was with the pictures. It's funny, when I posted the picture of us at the fair, someone wrote, oh, there's your one picture.
Uh-huh.
It was the one picture we took.
Right.
Oh, I might have one or two of like me and Max or me and Nikki, but basically.
Like the family is one.
One picture.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah.
That was it.
Trust is possibly one of the most important things to have, especially with those closest to us. But sometimes even those closest to us might make a mistake and ruin it, leaving you feeling uneasy about everything. But is it possible to regain that trust? Let's talk Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is a company with a storied past, and a big part of that past was built around building trust. Back in the day when the country headed west for gold, Wells Fargo was the bank trusted to bring it back east. But somewhere along the way, Wells Fargo lost their way. So now, they're working hard to earn your trust again. They're making things right by ending product sales goals for branch managers. They're refocusing on customer satisfaction, making it a top priority. And they're working with more transparency and accountability and fixing problems proactively. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like their first day. See what's new at wellsfargo.com/renew. Established 1852, reestablished 2018.
Okay, so how's Nikki then?
Okay, so then Nikki's like texting me, my head hurts and I don't really want to go to the fair and I'm exhausted and I played tennis because he's training for a tennis team. He's like, I played tennis yesterday and today and he and his friends were doing backflips. You got to see this video.
Really?
They were doing backflips on the trampoline and then they pulled out the gymnastics mats and they were doing backflips just on the mats.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, I'm sore or whatever. And I wrote him back and I go, you know what? That's BS. Mm-hmm. Because when you're with your friends and you want to do something, you suck it up and it just works and you make it happen and you go have a good time. But if I'm asking you to do something, it's a hassle. Mm-hmm. I go, I don't like that. And I go, it's mean and it hurts my feelings or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not mean to you. He texts me back. I go, whatever. Don't come. Uh-huh. So then literally 5 minutes later, he's in my bedroom.
Yeah.
My area, whatever, closet somewhere, to come to talk to Terry. And he's dressed, mm-hmm. ready to go. And I said, no, really, you don't have to come. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I'm coming. I go, if you're going to come and do that rude teenager thing, don't come. Mm-hmm. Because I, you know.
After the, yeah.
No, I'm not in the mood. I'm not interested. Don't come. And he goes, I'm okay. And he walked out. And I thought, okay. So we all get in the car to go. And they, I don't know if the twins talked to each other and she said mom was crying or right. She says I'm mean to her. Or I don't know what happened, but I will tell you, they were all so good.
Really?
They were so sweet with each other. Aww. And they went on the rides together. I go on like the baby ride, like yeah. not the baby rides, but like the easy rides. Mm-hmm. I'll go on with them. Terry gets dizzy. He can't go on rides. But it was really fun. We got there at like 4:30. We did maybe an hour and a half of rides and we had dinner and then we played games. And I said to Nikki, I'm like, I want this stuffed pineapple thing. And he's like, I'll get it for you. He sat down and he won me the pineapple.
So cute.
Coco, man.
A little like firecracker.
Oh, she and Kat wanted this like stuffed animal thing and you needed 6 balloon pops. So I gave them each 3 balls. They went bang, 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 bang. They were great. It was so funny. But then I took Coco to this other area. You had to take a baseball and there were like empty beer bottles lined up.
Yeah.
She smashed it.
Oh my God. Maybe she should go on American Ninja Warrior Jr.
No, I want her to go, but you can't go till 9.
Yeah, but that she
needs to start training. I know. That's why I wanted her to go see it. So when they do it next season, I'll make sure that we can go.
Oh my God. That's so. Is that? Had a good time.
No, the fair was
great. It's crazy how if the kids are good, it can change your whole experience. But if they're bad or if they're moody or if they're whatever it is, It changes the whole dynamic of the night.
Yes, but I think it's a balance. I think that they have to get to a place where they realize you're important too, and I'm going to go and have fun, and it's not that big a deal.
Right.
But you also have to realize what they want to do, and you can't make them do what you want to do.
Right.
So it's like, all right, so we're going to the fair. Would I have loved to have had a drink at the fair?
Right.
Yes, I would.
But you guys normally do have a cocktail, right?
Yeah, we didn't.
Why is that?
It just didn't happen. It's not like we wouldn't have.
Right.
But it was.
You went straight to the rides and then you had played. Like you never around to like.
We just didn't get around to it. Like a lot of times, like we'll go. There's one bar right at the beginning of the fair and we'll go in there and grab drinks and then we'll start doing the rides.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. We just started with the rides. Coco was, oh my gosh, Coco's at the best age for it. She was so excited. She was like, oh my gosh. But there's the thing. And it's the same rides in the same spots.
Right.
It's funny how it shrinks after a while. It used to be so big and now you go.
That's it.
We did the loop. Let's go. And fun when they're little, when they can go in the little kid area, but they don't go in there anymore.
Right.
And one of the things Nikki had said to me was like, I don't want to go to the baby area. I go, we don't go there anymore, dear.
Yeah.
Coco's old enough. We're good.
Crazy.
So, so we did this whole loop and then we got food and I'll tell you what we ate. Terry got some kind of sausagey thing and I got a hot dog. No bun. And they got turkey legs. We got the kebabs. They got onion rings and French fries. And we all got corn on the cob. And I think that was it.
And no funnel cake.
So then they wanted dessert. And we were walking around. And so obviously at the fair, you know, people recognize us. They want to take pictures and stuff, which I'm always happy to take a picture. But for me, the kid's safety is the number one priority. And by the way, if anyone met me at the fair and thought I wasn't paying attention to them, my kids are my number one priority. Huge crowds.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be so careful. Yeah. So we're standing there at one point and Kat and Coco were on this ride. And I'm watching them on the ride. And we're standing in the shade because it was very hot. And Terry's standing next to me and this large group came over. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Like, hey, super nice. Thanks. Can we guys take a picture with you guys? Yeah. And I go, wait one second. And you know, like the mother's intuition thing is so weird. Mm-hmm. That's why when I was talking about one of my kids is having an issue, it was, yeah. I had a weird feeling about something yeah. and it was right. Always trust your intuition. Mm-hmm. It's usually right. So they said, can we take a picture with you? And Terry goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I go, wait one second. Because I wanted to see where they were.
Yeah.
As they were coming off the ride, Kat slipped on the metal stairs and fell. I watched it happen and scraped her whole back.
Oh, no.
On the three little stairs that come down. And so I'm 10 feet away, yeah. whatever, but I'm running over to her and scooping her up and, you know, taking care of her. And she's hysterically crying.
Oh,
and
poor thing.
Oh, my God, poor thing. But that's why I always have my eye on them. You yeah. cannot take your eyes yeah. off your kids for a second, especially at a place like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she got hurt, but I mean, you know, kids get taken and you just yeah. don't know. It's so yeah. scary.
That is.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then she was okay. I put mm-hmm. some ice on her back. She was fine. We got some lemonades. We played some more games. They did some more rides. They got, you know what they got for their treats? They all got dip cones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what they wanted.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they had huge donuts there, and they had like a unicorn donut where they put cotton candy on the donut.
Oh, right.
And Coco was like, should I get that? I go, it's a donut and cotton candy. If that's what you mm-hmm. want, get that. She's like, no. And they all got dip. I took a picture. I should post that.
Yeah.
There was my second picture.
Okay.
So I took a picture of them. So they all had the dip cones, and then after Kat got hurt, I'm like, do you want an extra treat?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting her some cotton candy. But anyway, so we were leaving the fair and the funnel cake, that's how I get them out. So yeah. you always have to have a plan.
Okay.
So I'm like, if you want the funnel cake, it's by the exit.
Yeah.
Last thing we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to give them a limit, especially on the games, because the games add up.
Oh, they're so expensive.
The fair is
expensive.
So much money. You know what I feel totally guilty about? Yeah. I had 20 tickets left on my card. I should have handed it to someone on my way out.
Yeah.
I didn't think about
yeah.
it till we left. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we went and we got the funnel cake. And you know what was weird? He handed it to me so quickly.
Uh-huh.
I kind of touched it. It just wasn't fresh.
Really?
No.
Yeah. That's too bad.
So I didn't eat it.
Oh, there you go.
No.
That's good.
So they ate it. And also, to be honest with you, I was so depleted by my cry and my regroup and the Nikki thing and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, the fair was lovely.
Okay, good.
We really had a very nice family day. Oh, they were so funny on the bumper cars.
Uh-huh.
They went three times, I think, on the bumper cars. And at first they paired up.
Yeah.
And then by the last time, they all had their own cars. They were going like this, sucker! And ramming into each other.
So funny.
So funny.
It's so cute.
It was so adorable. So they had a lot of fun.
Okay.
And then, you know, we just came home and ate crazy late.
Yeah.
Like, why? But, you know.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny. So we came home and we pulled out a bunch of food. And you know the vegan Green Goddess I was talking
mm-hmm.
about? Okay. I have to back it up. Terry has a thing about double dipping.
Okay.
Do you have a thing about double dipping?
No, I don't care at all.
Well, would you care if you were with people you didn't know?
Yeah, probably.
Would you care if you were with your family?
No.
So.
Like in big crowds, absolutely. With my family, I could care less.
Right. So it's like being from the East Coast, like people share. You know,
mm-hmm.
I always tell you that you like that? Do you mm-hmm. want a bite? They don't care. We're not that. I'm weirdly
yeah.
hung up on it or whatever. So, but Terry's crazy about
yeah.
double dipping. And my mom double dips and he goes crazy on her.
Okay.
He feels like if you're going to double dip, you have to dip the carrot on one side, then you bite it and then you have to turn it over.
Okay.
And even though your fingers have touched it, it's still okay.
Okay.
That's his whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we come back from the fair and I get the kids, the little ones ready for bed or whatever. Put him upstairs. And then we pulled out some food, some salads, some chicken, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're sitting, we're eating. And he's got the Green Goddess dressing. So he pours some and he closes the cap. And you know, sometimes there's like a drip on the outside
oh
of the
God.
Cap.
He licked it! And you're like, really double dipper? I mean,
that's exactly what happened. He licked it.
Did he catch himself?
He licked it, and I looked at him, and I go, oh, really?
Edward.
You licked it? And he was like,
Oh, my
God. And I go, Mr. Double Dipping Guy licked the cap. That's... And then he created this whole story like, oh,
but it
minutes later, he goes, no, it's because I thought it was empty. And I go, that is such a bullshit 5 minutes later response to try to negate the fact that you licked the cap. That's hilarious. Ew for licking the outside of the cap in the first place. And second of all, you licked it.
Oh, my God.
And so we're laughing about it. And it was half full. So you could feel there was weight in it. He knew.
Uh-huh.
And Max comes downstairs and we were talking about, because we ran out of club soda.
Okay.
And Terry likes club soda, and so does Max. They like to drink club soda. And I had some tonic water.
Yeah.
Like a few bottles of tonic water and diet tonic water just left over from parties.
Mm-hmm.
And so Terry had pulled out a diet tonic water, and she was asking about it. And I had just told her the story about how he licked the thing. And she was like, oh, my God, really, Dad? After the double dipping thing, and he licked the thing, whatever. She's got like a full large bottle of diet tonic water. And he goes, yeah, you should try it. You would like that. And she picks up the bottle and swigs from it. And I went, really? So now I've got the cap liquor. I've got the swigger from the community bottle.
So funny.
Okay.
Did he drink from the bottle that she drank out of?
I think he was done at that point.
Okay.
We'll see if that bottle ever sees the light of day again. But it was so hilarious.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
He's too much.
He's too much.
He's funny, though, man. He's just
He wore very his particular. Leather jacket. At the fair in 85 degree heat. And what was so funny is I got so many comments because remember the Anthony Bourdain thing?
Like, so what happened?
I thought Anthony Bourdain had changed his style. I thought we were doing away with the leather jacket, changing up the look. No, not only are we keeping the leather jacket, we're wearing it in 85 degree weather.
And why is that?
I don't
is
know.
Is it like he's like comfort zone?
It's so weird. I don't know. And my fail was, all right, so I brought a backpack and I carried everyone's jackets around all day. And it was such a pain in the neck because I couldn't get to like my money and my things or whatever. No one wore it because I thought when the sun went down, I thought it would get cold.
Yeah.
It was still so hot.
Ugh. So
I just carried everyone's stuff all day.
That's so annoying.
But when we first got to the fair, he took off his leather jacket and tied it around his waist.
Oh, see, you just can't take like
He's such a biology geek. He tied it around his waist. And not even if there is a cool way to tie it around your waist.
Like David Beckham can tie it around his waist all day, every day.
This was almost like you know how like – in the 90s.
Like the weird, it's like a weird position, though. It's like not even like the right part of his.
No. Like, and I remember like we used to have, we used to tie stuff around our waist to like hide our butts in the 90s, the early 90s.
Oh, I still do that. It's fine.
It kind of looks like that, but it kind of wings out a little bit because it's a leather Oh, so bad.
Did you say, honey, I'll hold it for you?
I had no more room in my backpack.
No, but just. If he looks that bad, I would be like, "Honey, let me just hold." Like, I would have held it at that point.
Well, you understand, I'm carrying a backpack and I'm holding
one person's treats and one person's
food and waters and this one's phone and that one's fast pass that fell off. I mean, the whole thing was so crazy.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay,
tomorrow is going to be we're going to be airing the big question show.
I know.
It's very exciting.
It is exciting.
What's funny is some of the questions I got when I posted on Instagram were hilarious.
Like what?
Well, I love that everyone like really pays attention. And to be honest with you, I met so many people at the fair, and what people say is so great.
Like what?
I don't know. Just very specific questions about what we talk about.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But like I got comments on the Instagram like why don't you like avocados?
Like, because that's what they're probably thinking at home. Like, and we don't answer those things.
Right.
Yeah.
And then but a lot of people want to know, again, how we met. Someone was like, wasn't it on Craigslist? And
right.
I was like, I didn't answer it yet, but I thought.
I get a lot of those questions.
Yeah. So let's.
What we'll do you do?
And so what's, a lot
how's
of
the
these,
dynamic, like the dynamic between
both
of you. Yeah.
Oh, and is Heather a good boss?
Yeah. I get a lot of those. Yeah.
What is she really like?
Right. She's a bitch.
She's
I'm just kidding.
Evil woman.
Terrible.
Is that so funny?
Yeah.
All right, well,
I think that's a whole other show.
Oh, well, totally.
Yeah.
We'll debunk ourselves.
Totally.
We'll debunk.
Yeah.
We'll go through all the questions tomorrow, and you guys are going to hear the questions that are called in, and then we'll do a show like maybe in a few weeks where if something wasn't answered that you guys wanted,
yeah,
and we'll do the whole debunk
love it
stuff.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes.
All right. Super cool. So if you guys want the new eye cream that grows your lashes, go to evine.com or heatherdubrow.com. Follow us at Heather Dubrow, at Natalie Pouchet. And we're very grateful for all of your support. We can't believe how our 2 times a week show has resulted in double our numbers. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So great. So thankful for all of you. So thanks for your support. Cheers to all of you. Try my pineapple or my watermelon drink. And we'll see all you guys next week.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. That's what I meant. Tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Hey there, Rob Cesternino from Rob as a Podcast. And if you're a Big Brother fan, you know the summer is all about one thing, watching crazy people locked in a house on Big Brother. And we've got episode recaps after every Big Brother 20 episode with the past house guests talking about all the updates from the game and the gossip from the live feed. Listen to Rob as a Podcast exclusively on Apple Podcasts, podcastone.com, and the Podcast One app. And if you love the show, why don't you share it or even leave us a rating and review?